The following program is part of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WrestleTalk Radio hits the airwaves to once again revolutionize the world of online sports entertainment.
We're taking over!
From old school...
Hey everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
This is Eric Bischoff.
I'm former WWE superstar, Al Snow.
To new school...
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is Lacey Von Erich.
Hi, this is Christiane, TNA Knockout.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Sam Gates, Peter Wilson.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
WrestleTalk Radio covers everything you need to know about the world of pro wrestling. Now, step inside the squared circle with your hosts, the Spud Guy.
You can boo me if you want, but you're booing an honest man. A man who tells the truth.
And the Omega.
I'm half man, half amazing. I am better than you.
On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Normally, you'd hear Nick rambling on about TNA, but this week, we got something better to bring you. This week, we're bringing you the whole fucking show. RVD.
Excuse me, I'm geeking out.
Right?
I'll get over it, I swear.
I will too. But, you know. At first, we gotta get our little marking out done now, before he comes on.
Yeah, because we don't want to look like a couple of idiots. You know, like we do every week. We want to come off a little bit more,
I was like, wait. I had to think about that for a minute. I'm like, wait, we don't anyway?
Yeah, hey, just stick with me. I know who we're dealing with.
I do too.
I know us. I'm not apologetic about it.
Right. I mean, dude, am I ever apologetic about anything?
This is true.
Right. Anyway, thanks to Nick for, you know, stepping aside so we could talk to a wrestler about a real wrestling promotion. Opposed to TNA.
No, let's be honest here. He stepped aside because everyone on the network knows, everyone listening knows, if I didn't get to do the RVD interview, I'd be going stabbing throats right now.
Yeah, I know that. And no, I want to say thank you to Nick for stepping aside to let us come in here and do this tonight, because this is really big to the both of us. I mean, quite honestly, we grew up watching ECW. In the mid to late 90s. We grew up watching that. So, this is a big deal. And for those of you in the chat room, we will be taking emails during the show. We will take a few questions from the chat room. We're going to see how things go. We may open up the phones for a few questions. No calls? Okay, we're being told no calls. I said may. I didn't say yes.
Yeah, we put the kibosh on that. If you want to interact, you got to get into the pay-per-view. You are in the pay-per-view. What am I talking about? See, I'm already off. We're four minutes in. You got to come to the chat room, wildtalkradio.com. That's the only way to interact with the host and with the guest tonight.
I thought we had email. I was told by Rocky would have email, so.
Yes, but I'm trying to motivate the chat room here.
Yes.
Okay, you can also email the show, rocknsock@wildtalkradio.com.
Post it in the chat room for those of you who wish to email Rock. See, we thought we were going to, like, talk for a little bit here. Hey, Tim, why don't you let us have one tonight, buddy? You've had plenty of good interviews. Let us have one. You always got to be on the shit we do? Really? Yeah, and he fucked up his own email, Addy. So.
Oh, well.
Go ahead and email that. Tim won't get any of your questions. Just email rocknsock@wildtalkradio.com, and we'll get the questions. It is my fault. But anyway, RVD tonight, second, bottom of the hour, you should be on. I'm so looking forward to that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But we got a few things to get out of the way first.
Sure, sure, sure.
Now, there's a couple of big stories that hit this week. One I do want to get on, but the main one I'm really concerned about and the one that makes me so happy is that this week, Vicky Guerrero is officially gone.
She quit. She's done. She left. She's
gone.
She's out.
She's gone. Permanently. She's done.
Wait. Do that one more time, Rock. You waited all week to play that clip, didn't you? That was perfect, sir, by the way.
Oh,
well done.
Oh, I credit him for finding it, but it wasn't his idea.
Was it your idea?
Yeah, I asked him to grab that earlier today.
There was very well done. Very well done, both of you. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you for indulging me, Rock.
I have to say hallelujah to that for one reason only. And it's not because she needed the paycheck, you know? It's not because she needed the paycheck. It was not because she needed something to do. You know, good on her for trying to work in the industry that helped, you know, help give her the lifestyle that she has. My thing was, is that the storylines that she was in just so totally shit on Eddie Guerrero's name.
Yeah.
It really did.
If she had never done anything with Edge, it would have been fine.
Yeah, I mean, if she hadn't done, like, the marriage storyline and all that, I'd have been good with it. If they hadn't redone the Kane-Edge-Lita storyline, except with Vicky.
Well, luckily he did come out on Monday night, and he did confirm the only reason he did it was because she had authority and power, which is how I wanted them to end it in the first place.
Well, you know, I don't care how they ended it or the reason they ended it. I don't care. I don't.
I know.
I'm glad it's over. Two, I'm glad that we can finally get back to remembering the Guerrero name as it should be, with Chavito and Guerrero Sr. and Eddie Guerrero and you know, the great Guerrero wrestling family.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm excited about.
The only part I feel bad for is now Chavo is once again not going to have anything to do. And he still deserves something. I mean, he's been, just at least for the stuff he had to put up after Eddie died, and Ray was the one that got the push.
Yeah, I still don't understand. That's a whole other can of worms to open later.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole other thing to open later. But, I mean,
yeah.
Chavo deserves something.
I just hope that he's not a victim of her quitting, because you know how the writers in WWE are. They're eager to throw away anybody that they don't have an idea for, especially when it's just dropped on them suddenly that, oh, wait, we can't do this with them anymore. No, what do we do now? They're very bad at improving things for people.
I think they'll figure out something for him to do. And even
not Kerwin White.
And even if it's just, hey, we don't have a storyline for you, but we're just going to have you go out there and wrestle. I'm good with that. I like watching Chavo wrestle. I do. I like the technically sound style of wrestling, and Chavo does it. I don't... Look, if they gave him a wooden pony to ride out to the ring again and named it Pepe, awesome. That I would be all for that. Resurrect it from the wood chipper.
Oh, jeez. Like Moppy, but somehow more creepy.
Oh, come on. You remember that when he did that WCW, don't you?
Yeah, of course I remember it.
I mean, come on, that was one of the greatest things ever. Now that I'm older, I can just appreciate how stupid and silly that was. Not Papa, Jersey Girl, Pepe.
Pepe.
The wooden horse.
It would be hilarious if he just broke down into loneliness to the point where he brought the wooden horse down for company.
Oh my god, it would be awesome, wouldn't it? That'd be so sweet. I would die laughing. Then you could pair him and Santina together. It would be comedy genius.
Oh god. He's already feuding with Santina, though. It'd be hilarious, but
it'd still be comic genius.
Oh, of course it would.
Yeah, bring
there
back.
There you go, Mace.
Mace has got it. Bring back Mape and Pepe.
Wood chipper match. Wood chipper match. This
bring
Sunday.
Back Poppy. Dude, Brock's got a picture up on the screen of Chivito with Pepe. Yes! Yes, that is the new WTR mascot, is the wooden horse, Pepe. Make it so, number two. But no, I'm glad she's gone. And look, I hope she made enough money to take care of her family. And I don't wish the woman any ill will. Don't get that wrong. I hope people understand. I don't wish her ill will.
Yeah,
I was just a little upset at the things that she agreed to, you know, coming fresh off of being a widow.
The only real problems I ever had with her, because she always kind of felt like Stephanie McMahon version 2.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, to the point where, you know, the acting wasn't down, she botched a lot of lines, and the voice wasn't the best to hear every week. What was that?
It was my phone going off. I forgot to shut it off.
You unprofessional bastard. That happened while Van Damme was on.
I just shut it off. I just shut my phone.
All right. It better be shut off.
It's shut off.
Better. If it rings during the interview, I'm going to stick it somewhere where we can't hear it anymore.
Dude, it's shut off. It's off.
All right.
God bless it.
Anyway, yeah. See, I just kind of got irritated having to hear her every single week. Like,
yeah,
I still remember.
Well,
I still
the screaming. The screaming.
Oh, the screaming. And see, here's the difference. Stephanie could at least sell her character well enough to warrant it. The screaming was like part of it. Vicky didn't have any kind of acting chops. I mean, I still remember Cyber Sunday, you know, where she's staring, you know, at a 200-foot screen.
Right.
And she, or, you know, or whatever, I don't measure the Titantron, but she's staring at this gigantic screen, and she's supposed to announce which match the fans had selected. And one match pops up, and she announces a totally different one.
Right. Hold on. Jersey Girl in chat room wants to know our thoughts on Triple H coming back on Monday night. I masturbated for at least 6 hours.
God, we don't need to know these things.
No. Jersey Girl. 10:14 p.m. Jersey Girl. So I want to know their thoughts on Triple H coming back. It's in the chat room. Even Maverick asked it, too. But, yeah, I did that, too, Josh. Oh. I was upstairs in my room on Monday night, and the child and I were having a cage match.
Two man enter, one man.
Huh?
Because he keeps a cage.
Yeah, well, you know, you can imagine anything. So I just, and it's not hard for me. I have the mind of a 3-year-old.
Oh, no, I'll confirm that.
But we were upstairs in daddy's room. We were wrestling, playing around, and I have an old championship belt. And so that's our championship belt, like I told everybody. We, you know, we wrestle and have a good time. And we were beating the crap out of each other. And at one point, we just both, like, passed out and fell asleep. And I woke up just in time to see Triple H coming out. And I woke her up. I woke her up because she likes Triple H, too. And so we watched Triple H beat the snot out of Randy Orton together. And it was a bonding moment.
You left her room before you started masturbating, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, just making sure here. But not, it was awesome to see him back, though. Unfortunately, it's not unexpected after you hear about Batista getting injured all of a sudden.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do with the title. I don't know how they're going to take it off of Batista. I don't.
Well,
unless Ric Flair strips him of it.
Well, technically, it's already off Batista. They've announced for Monday night they're going to have a four-way for the belt. Like Big Show, I want to say Big Show, Cena, Triple H, and Orton. You know, see, now we can take Show out of it immediately.
Yes,
and then it's
Cena, Orton, and Trips. And I don't think they're going to put it right back on Triple H.
No. See, I've got the feeling they're gonna stick it back on Orton and have Triple H chase it. Or it probably won't even be about the belt. He'll just want to annihilate.
He'll just want to beat the crap out of Orton.
Yeah, which I'm okay with. I understand it's a backup plan, but
right.
Whatever.
Well, I told you before. I've got no problem with a belt on Orton. I just really wish they would sell him better. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's such a horrible heel.
He works as a heel, but yeah, I don't have any problem with him or how they handle him, but he is inconsistent.
He's very, all right, because let's put it this way. I mean, let's face it now. Who does Triple H have to feud with other than Orton?
No one. Especially right now, because Orton's the one that put him out.
I mean, say they finish this storyline with Orton before Bash or Night of Champions. What does he have to do?
See, that's a hard thing. Not a lot. There aren't any. Raw is kind of tapped on heels right now. They'll probably stick him in a program with Big Show, but then
Hold on. I think Eric Graham in our chat room is the Canadian that called me out on CM Punk a couple of weeks ago.
Dude, you honestly think so?
I really think so.
Doubt it.
Oh, he's a young stoner kid.
Mouth fat. Oh, brother.
Yeah, Rock says why we did on CB. Okay, so you're a young American stoner kid. All right, I'm corrected. Cool. Dude, go watch ROH when CM Punk was a heel in ROH. He can play a heel. He just has to get used to doing it in WWE. He'll be all right.
Well, they're starting to turn it now. I think it's accidental, but
it probably is accidental, but
you use the Money Bank against someone as over as Hardy, and they're gonna turn on you.
Yeah, I mean, and playing a heel in WWE is so much harder. I don't want to say it's harder; it's just a lot different. Maverick in our chat room says, "What are they gonna do? Make him drink beer?" You know, I think with the image that he has, it would be really hard to make him heel in WWE, so it's probably going to fail. It's just, they made him use the Money in the Bank against somebody that was as over as Jeff Hardy. And that killed it right there.
Yeah, that's a mistake in the first place. See, they could go right back. I mean, CM Punk is basically wearing the same gimmick he had in ROH. And ROH, it was a brilliant gimmick because he could play it either way.
Right.
You know, he could, you know, he's either nonchalant about it and he's setting a good example, or he's a superiority prick.
Right. Which I think they could do with him. They just have to let him talk.
Right.
If they let CM Punk talk, and this is the problem with a lot of what's going on with WWE, is that the guys don't know how to talk well.
Right. Nobody.
I mean, their mic skills are very, very poor. At best, with most of them.
Right. Yeah, that's why you heard them bring in Freddie Prinze Jr. so long. He's supposed to teach them how to act better. Listen to Vicky, you see how well that worked.
Dude, you don't even need to do that. You bring in guys like Ric Flair and Piper, and you go, guess what? Here's a card with bullet points. You hit this, 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 and this, and you ad-lib the rest.
Yeah, you don't... You don't even need to bring in anybody new. I mean,
yeah, you bring in The Rock. You bring Dwayne Johnson back.
Oh yeah, for the $1 million to do it, sure.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You bring The Rock in. You bring Piper in. You bring Ric Flair in, and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and dare I say it, Paul Heyman. And you say, guess what, guys? We're gonna teach you how to talk.
I really wish it would be done. I really do too.
I did you and Maverick. I know it's the WWE style of promos, but the thing is that it needs to change. It needs to go back to the way it was. It can't, keeping it this way is horrible.
Yeah, it's unforgivable. I mean, WWE is already lax on the wrestling side of it, but it's very easy to forget that there's two sides to a wrestling show.
Right.
They're totally oblivious about how do you actually pull off the interview side.
And actually, Maverick, that's wrong. The writers do care. Because the writers came to Vince and said, hey, we need to unify the titles. The fans don't care about two titles. It's Vince that doesn't care about the fans' opinion.
Oh, yeah. But he does have a point. I mean, it's Heyman that originally said it. That the writers are always going to do what Vince says, not what the fans want them to do.
Right, right. And No, look, this is a topic for, we've had this discussion before many a time. I mean, it's a debate we've had, and it's a debate we're pretty much in agreement with. So I mean, it's not gonna change. Until something comes along that is revolutionary in the wrestling industry, until ROH becomes as popular as ECW was, or TNA, or something comes up and challenges Vince and his superiority, it's not going to change. We're going to be fed the same old dreck. It was the same thing in the 80s. If you look at it in the 80s, it's the same thing. What's happening now is the same thing that happened in the 80s, because there was nothing to challenge WWF. WWF was the only thing. The difference between then and now is the market isn't oversaturated. The market isn't oversaturated like it is now. There isn't a billion indie promotions. There isn't ROH and TNA. There was just WWF and then some territorials and local indies.
Yeah.
And the other thing was kayfabe wasn't dead then like it is now.
Right. People still believe what was happening in the ring. It wasn't wrestling these days is like stained glass. And you know there's supposed to be a picture there, but you can still very easily see what's behind it.
Right. And I think part of it and Maverick has it right, and I just said it. It's the major lack of competition to WWE. I mean, there's nothing that competes with it.
Right.
Nothing that competes with it. TNA doesn't even come close. They'd like to think they do, but they don't.
Yeah.
ROH had a big opportunity to, but they lost Daniel, Styles, Samoa Joe, all to TNA.
And now they are losing most of their HD net viewers.
Right. I mean, there's nothing left.
Yeah, and they had their final pay-per-view. They're not going to do pay-per-views anymore.
Yep. So, I mean, ROH is going to go under soon, and that's sad. I think it's only a matter of time before TNA does, too.
Now, you see, we did get in our TNA and indie talk on this show.
Right. I do, too, Eric. I loved ROH. But anyway, we're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we should have RVD. Should. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned for the whole fucking show, RVD.
Just when you thought it was safe to check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, you better think again. As taking over the airwaves every Saturday night is the show that has no limit.
Hey, Rob, what channel
is it?
It'll be close to me.
It's like one of those women channels, like
Oxygen.
Lifetime or Holy Shit Dildo.
It's the Oxygen channel.
Fondle that thing.
Okay, that's
good.
Like you're playing with it, like, and it feels great.
Oh my god!
Look at this! Can we see it in action?
Touching a blue dildo.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you are just tuning in with us now, or in case you're totally lost, we are watching. It's a 7.5-inch dong.
What the hell?
The show that makes the unexpected the expected.
Expecting a lot radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
What radio station
do
you
on? It's the EWA Media Network.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to
me? I need to talk to
you. You got to talk to me. Hold on one second.
Hey, you're on the air. What's going on?
What's good?
Nah, what's going on with you? Yeah, yeah, you're the same
Listen,
one, right?
I want to be on your, fucking radio station because I'm from Connecticut and I went to school in Boston.
Yeah, 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 you know the deal.
Yeah, you need to have the life out in fucking Florida. Just come down for a week.
Oh, jeez, how long
it's
you down?
Would
you move down there?
Yeah, well, there's not a good tree down here, and there's not good people down here, and it's the life.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
You gotta do what you gotta do, that's right. Alright, well, I'm gonna put your boy back on the phone, but I just wanna say Connecticut 860 representing, and that's what's up.
Of course, of course. You know how we do it up north.
Alright, boy, I'll talk to you later.
Alright.
Hold on one second, let's see.
This
who does the, need a baby?
What in the hot tub? Woo!
In the show that makes you wonder, did I really just hear that?
What the? Why don't you turn it on? Let's
do
some live demonstration here.
Yeah, really.
I want to see the bit vibrate.
I'm never letting my girlfriend watch this channel. Fuck.
It's cigarette butts and bandanas. Saturday nights, midnight Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Now who's ready for another shot?
Wild Talkers, Tim Stein here to tell you about our current contest. We call it Show Us Your WTR. If you do, you can win.
Kick ass, dude!
All you have to do is take a photo of yourself, family, or friends holding a Wild Talk radio sign.
Alrighty
then. Then send it in to us.
You've got mail.
You bastard!
Once we receive your photo, you are automatically entered to win a DVD of your choice.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
All entries will be eligible for our grand prize drawing at the end of the contest period. Grand prize to be announced at a later date. Great weekly programming here at Wild Talk Radio, totally free for the listening. Plus now, we are paying you for being loyal fans.
Holy crap, dude!
Be as creative as you want with your pictures. Just make sure you send them to admin@wildtalkradio.com as soon as possible.
No!
And ladies, if you want to write Wild Talk Radio across your chest and snap a pic, you win automatically.
Swing!
We're just nice people that way. Just make sure you are at least the age of majority so nobody gets in trouble. Just dirty looks.
It would be...
Yeah. If you ladies do choose this option, include your DVD choice when you send the photo. And you don't have to show your face if you feel brave enough to send this picture.
Does this seem weird?
Hey, it pays to listen to Wild Talk Radio.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want, located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
I'm former WWE superstar, ECW superstar, you name it, you name the initials with a W in it, superstar Al Snow, former trainer of Tough Enough, and just all around playboy and get about town. I love Wrestle Talk Radio, and so should you.
And welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Joining us live right now is the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing excellent. I'm Rob Van Dam. It's right there in the statement.
Indeed, you are the whole fucking show. I was Bug Guy. That is Omega for everybody out in the chat room who doesn't know. And first of all, we just want to thank you for being here tonight and taking the time with us. As you said when we were coming back, you were you're out in Venice Beach. It's got to be nice out there, huh?
Dude, it's beautiful, man. It's like that's usually what I do on the weekends when it's nice. Sometimes I'm just hanging out down there. I'm usually riding my bike. And every weekend when I'm enjoying it and getting some sun and soaking up the California vibes, that I tell fans when they stop me to get pictures and they say, hey, how come you're not on WWE? How come I don't see you on TV anymore? I say, would you look at how beautiful this is? This is why you don't see me on TV, because I want to be here in California. I love it here. I don't want to be in Nova Scotia, Moncton, Fair, you know, some crazy-ass place tonight and looking forward to a trip leaving there, going to Winnipeg. No, I want to be in California.
I'd like to be in California, but unfortunately, I'm stuck in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Florida. I get to catch hurricanes.
Well, there you go. I mean, I could live anywhere because I fly to work and have for years. So got the chance to visit every single little town in this country and many around the world, many of them more times than I wanted to. And this is the only place for me, California. I love it here. So if I have it my way, I will always be here.
Right. Well, before we get into some of the questions that we'd like to ask you, why don't you tell us a little bit about RVD Radio and the new DVD that you have coming out soon?
Well, RVD Radio is basically just fun. I mean, it's just something I've always enjoyed doing radio shows. I enjoy being a guest, sitting in the studio, taking calls, and it's always a good time. So I've always said, you know, someday when I want to report to a regular job, I'm going to do that, you know, someday, but not anytime soon because I'm not one to report to regular hours or any kind of a schedule. I'm very schedule intolerant these days. But I got approached from Blog Talk Radio. They said, hey, what do you think about doing a radio show? You can do it as long as you want. You can do it, you know, it can be for as often as you want. You can talk about whatever you want. There's no language censorship. So I said, okay, I mean, why not? You know, I'll just try it and do it as I want, because I like to have I like to discuss things, you know, have topics and have people call in and give their opinions on, you know, just social issues, stuff that I talk about, you know, could be stuff that's going on in the news, you know, like, pedophiles, you know, oh yeah, we'll talk about that. As a matter of fact, I have an offer for anybody that's listening that, you know, likes to hurt little kids and fuck them and kill them and bury them. I would like to extend an invitation for them to call RVD Radio on Wednesdays at Blog Talk Radio, and I will give you the chance to kill yourself live on the air. RVD TV is a videotaped show. It's a reality show, but it's actual reality. Like, it's not contrived. I don't set up plots. and then reenact the ideas if it just came to our mind. Hey, I know, let's go to the circus today. It's really not about that. Ever since I left WWE, and I've been spending time here in California, I've had the camera on, and it's been every week I put a new show up at robvandam.com, and it's me working out, it's me hanging out with celebrity friends, it's going roaming around Hollywood, and with the bookings that I have taken, the few select wrestling bookings, I've had the camera there, so internationally it's been with me to RVD TV's been there for Portugal, Japan, Spain, France. It'll be going to Ireland, Romania, Germany pretty soon. The movie I just did, action movie Wrong Side of Town, which is the biggest project on my plate right now, had RVD TV there behind the scenes. It's a lot of fun, and so far, like I said, you gotta have a life that's interestingly enough to have a new episode every single week. So far, I've been pulling it off and enjoy it, and it's a total, people that see it say this is a total different, RVD than I ever knew from the guy I saw on wrestling on WWE or ECW, just as the guy that you're hearing right now talk to you is a total different guy. This is the guy that I wanted to get to know, and really I couldn't figure out how to use my brain and wrestle for WWE at the same time. One of them had to go.
Well, let me ask you, the movie that you're doing.
That Wrong I just finished. Wrong Side of Town, it's an action movie. Just completed it, and I had a blast doing it. It's a Lionsgate movie. Batista is in a major role. Ja Rule is in it. Viscera, Stormy Daniels from Wicked Pictures, Omarion. Plus a bunch of really, really good actors that were in, they've been in a lot of movies, you know. I don't know them by the name, and people won't know them. The character that played my wife, she was in something, 12 Rounds. The guy that plays the bad cop, he just did the Benjamin Pitt movie, Brad Pitt, Benjamin, whatever the hell it was, movie. So anyway, we had a really good team. We had a really good time. Right now they are editing it and putting that movie together. I think it's going to be November before you can see it. But if you go to robvandam.com, there's a little trailer that they put together from the first 2 days of filming, and you get to see what kind of action it is. It's action, action, action. Had a great time with it, and we're getting ready to roll into the sequel in the next few weeks, probably the end of July or maybe beginning of August. I'll be filming Wrong Side of Town Part 2. There's more movies on the table for this. It's a four-movie franchise, and then hopefully after that, some more projects that we're talking about will happen too. So I'm really having a lot of fun doing the action star thing right now.
Right on. Now, is there a website that people can go to keep up with you and what you're doing with RVD TV and RVD Radio and all that?
Yeah, robvandam.com is always the place to keep up with me. And RVD TV, it is a weekly episodic entity at robvandam.com, and it's something that it's a membership. It's like $5 a month to join right now, and a free DVD. Everybody that joins up, that signs up right now, gets a free DVD. Big Vision Entertainment will send to you, and that's like a promotion that we're doing for the next couple months. The DVD has like 10 to 12 episodes on it, and it's like the first of many. It's the best of RVD TV DVD Volume 1, and it has myself, Chris Masters, Justin McCauley, Taboo from Black Eyed Peas, Samoa Joe, Jay Moore, Chris Nowinski, The Warrior, Eric Bischoff, bunch of, there's always cameos from people. I live in L.A., they're always here, we get together, and whether it's doing something fun or just getting together and talking about stuff, we have a reoccurring episode called Friends in High Places, where I'll get together with two or three famous people, whether they're from wrestling or they're actors or they're singers, comedians, whatever, and we discuss a topic, you know, like we'll just talk, hey, so what do you think about God? You know, ooh, that's a brave one to talk about, you know, yeah, you know, let's talk about it. What do you think about, you know, military being worshipped as heroes regardless of if they're good people or not, just because they go out there and take a bullet and they were fighting and it was supposed to be with full country pride, the guy still could have been an asshole. You see those soldiers out there throwing the puppies off the cliff? That was some brutal footage. But anyway, subjects most people are afraid to talk about, you know, I don't mind because I just want to ponder it and I want to provoke thought and I want to inspire people to embrace their individuality, and that means, you know, think for yourself. It's okay to think differently, and that's one thing that I motivate through RVD TV. So robvandam.com is the site. You go there, and then you can see everything from there, RVD TV, RVD Radio. You can read my blogs, see the trailer for Wrong Side of Town, all kinds of stuff. There's also a website called movieset.com. If you go to movieset.com and look up Wrong Side of Town, then you can see all kinds of behind-the-scenes footage, interviews. They update that, and we'll continue updating that weekly throughout the rest of the year. So that's something to check out if you really want to dig into it and learn a little bit more. But don't go to wrongsideoftown.com. That's not us. That's innocent white girls getting gangbanged by six or more black men.
Right. Now,
I think it's already on my partner's favorite list.
Okay.
No, that one's not. No.
All right.
No, but we're being asked in our chat room if you have a Twitter account. Now, have you done this yet? Have you seen how stupid this thing is?
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I Twitter. I use it for business only. Like, I'll Twitter, hey, I just kicked Amarian's ass on Wrong Side of Town. You know, hey, I'm about to go on Geraldo. Check it out on Fox News. I Twitter, and I send out messages just to promote business that I'm doing. And I haven't even looked to see. Last time I saw, I think I had like 2,400 followers or something. It grows, you know, like week by week. It grows a lot. But here's the thing. I follow zero.
Well, you are one of the kinds.
I have people say, hey, what's your Twitter account? Okay, I'll follow you. You follow me. I say, nope, I'm not going to follow you. I don't give a shit you're walking the dog, or I don't give a shit that you're going out to eat. I don't want to hear about that. I'm too busy. So Omarion, actually, I thought at the movie set, he said that too. He goes, yeah, man, I'll get your Twitter. I'll follow you. And I said, okay, I got to warn you, though. I follow zero. And he just thought that was the finest thing. He'd never heard that. And I just put the message out there, and then they all hear it, and they know when I got something to promote. But at the same time, I don't care what any of them have to do. So.
Well, you are one of a kind. So now,
Twitter, by the way, you can Twitter at the real RVD in case you want to be one of my followers and find out when I'm doing something really cool.
Twitter at the real RVD.
Yes, sir.
That is an RVD.com and
RobVanDam.com.
RobVanDam.com and
RobVanDam.com.
You can catch anything that he has to do. Now, I want to ask you, and I've watched you since you were tag team partners with Sabu and ECW, and you know you had that amazing match with Jerry Lynn at Living Dangerously, and your whole career through ECW, which was just amazing. You did some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. How do you feel about the WWE handcuffing their wrestlers right now, and the moves that they do, and the way that they do them? I mean, you don't see the shooting star press anymore. You don't see the 450 splash a lot. It's almost like you have to wait until a gimmick match, like a steel cage or something, to see the good high spots that you used to see from you on a regular basis.
I'm not a fan of it. I knew that WWE wasn't going to be my favorite style going in, and I resisted for quite a while before finally calling Paul Heyman and saying, okay, I'll come talk to him. Because there was nothing else left. There was no ECW, there was no WCW, and really even Japan was looking shaky, and I already had been there. I wanted to continue my career working in the States. I felt like I'd already made a name for myself overseas. Here's the thing, though. When you argue with Vince about some of this stuff, you're arguing with a guy who knows what it's like to build a global brand. I mean, global, not just nationwide, but this whole piece of land, this planet that we all live on, you know, all around the whole fucking world. They know what WWE is, and they know what fucking John Cena is, because that's who he's pushing down their throat. It's like WWE is like Coca-Cola or Domino's Pizza or something like that. It's like McDonald's. It's like they recognize it, they know it. And so it's hard to say that you know more than somebody else does about anything. I found that when I was arguing about ECW, about the way that he was destroying it by making it lame, like Raw or SmackDown, instead of letting it go for its individuality, you know, for its different nature. That's what its fans loved about it. He said, "Ah, fans, they don't remember the old ECW, Rob." I was like, "What? Are you kidding me? You don't hear them chanting it, you know?" And he would say, "Well, I taught them to chant ECW." He really, you know, and when you live in Vince's head, wrestling is whatever you say it is, you know? I will say this, being an extremist like I am, I kind of feel like we attract more of a cult following than a mainstream following. Maybe if the mainstream got a chance to see real extreme action, maybe a majority of them would prefer it. I don't know. It might just be that, you know, like real cutting edge, because really cutting edge and extreme, that really means that you're above the standard. The reason that the standard is the standard is because that's what normal people can handle.
Now, thinking back on RVD as the wrestler, one of the things I always appreciated is that you have a unique ability to make anyone you wrestle with look really, really good. I think I argued with a friend that you could be booked to be squashed by a blow-up doll, and people would walk out saying the blow-up doll had the best match of the night.
Well, thank you, but I was promised that that tape would never get out. I paid good money to keep that thing hidden. That's no, it. No. I mean, you bring what you bring to the table, and that's all you got for sure, you know, because you're not going to wrestle a clone of yourself. So when I'm 235 pounds, I might wrestle someone that's 400 pounds. Could be Kamala, Bam Bam Bigelow, One Man Gang, you know, Bubba Dudley, any of those fat guys. You know, it could be wrestling against a 200-pounder. It could be someone like Spike Dudley or Little Guido or Kid Cash. You have to be able to consistently give the people what they want to see and what you want them to see on a nightly basis. So yeah, as an artist, that was very important to me.
Right, and it really made your matches stand out a lot. I mean, one of the things it's such a small touch, but it adds so much, is selling even your own moves, like the 5-star frog splash having a recoil that threw you off, and that made it look so intense. I mean, you don't see that from anyone else. You know, Edge doesn't give a spear and then get up and start rubbing his shoulder. It doesn't look like it hits any harder than anything else.
I'm sure that Sabu was an inspiration for me in those regards, training me like he did under the Sheik's supervision. And seeing, you know, and hearing him say, you know, that basically when you're in the match, your body is your weapon, and your body is your bullet. Like, that's what you have. So you throw it at somebody, you know, to hit them, and that's basically what you got. Sabu also beat himself up, like, literally. I'd see him dive over the top rope to the floor, and he wanted me to move out of the way so he could make sure that if that ever happened in front of people, that he wouldn't chicken out and he would be able to take the fall with his arms spread out on his ribs. And I would see him get up going, "Oh," and he would just kill himself. And I was killing him too, you know, like when I was just starting in the ring for the first time, he had me doing stuff I wasn't ready to do yet. I'd say, you know, I wonder if we could, like, jump off the ropes and do, like, a kick in the air. He'd go, "Oh, just do it." And I'd say, "Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know, like, how to control it that much. I'm just saying." He'd go, "No, just do it." He goes, "I'm sure you'll be able to do it. If you kill me, then, you know, after my jaw heals, we'll try it again." And that's kind of how I learned.
Now, as Tommy Dreamer calls himself the innovator of violence, you were the innovator of many, 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 and you were often duplicated, most famous of which being Shane McMahon and his corner-to-corner dropkick. Do you hold any grudge for that, or do you find that flattering when you see wrestlers kind of copying your work?
You know, you don't really put a patent on an action, and I'm surprised that more wrestlers don't steal more of my moves, because most wrestlers, like 95% of them, they don't even try to be original. They just take other wrestlers' moves. Usually when the wrestler's gone, they grab their move as soon as they can. They'll be the first, try and be the first wrestler to take this person's move as soon as they're gone from the company. That's usually the way they do it. Sabu taught me back in the day, and the Sheik, not to go after someone else's position, but to create my own. So before my first match, I was already coming up with a split-legged moonsault and some moves like this. So when I see it and I see someone else doing it, you know, I guess there's a little bit of flattery, I guess, you know, but also, you know, it's kind of like I'm impressed that this long in the business that more of my moves aren't stolen. And when they are, I can only, you know, feel so strongly about it either way. The coast to coast, you know, bummer that most people saw that first before they saw my Van Terminator, because that was on WWE's huge stage, WrestleMania. But what a lot of people don't know is that Paul Heyman gave that to him, like showed him videotapes of me doing the move and asked them, do you think you can do this? So if there's any feelings of betrayal, it would be on Paul. But, you know, that's just like, again, you know, you can only feel so strongly about it. But.
Right. You've got John Morrison doing your split leg moonsault now, too, except he does a corkscrew version.
I saw a video of that. I think it looks awesome. You know, I think he put a twist on it, you know, and he took the move and put his own twist on it, and at least that makes it better than just taking somebody's move, you know. And if you can take their move and put a twist on it and make it better, you know, then hats off to you. I thought that looked kick-ass, the clip I saw of that corkscrew split leg moonsault.
Now, that kind of rolls into another question I had. One thing that if I ever talked wrestling with anybody, and I mentioned RVD, one of the problems I always kept running into are people that thought you had the same match every night on WWE TV, because he did this move, frog splash, and that was his whole match. But it always seemed more that you had so many unique moves and so many, and just so much time to get them in that would kind of fall in line. Did you ever think you had there was a problem with the booking and having that many moves in your arsenal that were so memorable?
Well, one thing that I had to give up right away when adjusting to the WWE's schedule was the way that I would be showcasing my moves. In the ECW, I could go all out every night, 20, 30 minutes every night, regardless if it was TV or not, if there was thousands of people or only a couple hundred. I was able to go out there and give it all, and that's where I won a lot of my fans. Now, in WWE, a lot of the time issues that I had, the time limits that I had when I was on television would be 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, sometimes 6 minutes, but usually not more than that. Sometimes it would be, you know, but a lot of times that would be like all the time that I would have, you know, to tell, you know, whatever story is going to be told within that amount of time. So, so the signature moves are the moves you can count on, you know, that the fans are going to pop at, and see. And, you know, the, artist inside me that before had the passion to go out there every night and show everything as if these people every night had never heard of me before, that modified and adjusted, you know, to be able to fit in and be able to handle the routine of the job there. So that's, you know, so that's what it was. You know, what would be different would be being in there with different wrestlers, because, you know, certainly pulling off different moves and getting into them differently if I'm wrestling Big Show or Brock Lesnar or Rey Mysterio Jr.
Now, speaking of WWE, you came in the whole invasion thing and when ECW was bought out, WCW went under, and it seemed like you toiled in the mid-card status for a very long time before properly getting your due on the night of the second ECW one-night stand at the Hammerstein Ballroom. And I remember that event for two reasons. One, because you finally won the world title that night. And two, there was a big sheet sign hanging from the one railing that said, if Cena wins, we riot. And I can only imagine a whole host of ECW fans rioting for that. But, you know, and it seems that they're doing the same thing with Tommy Dreamer. They just kind of finally given him his due. Do you think it was Vince trying to snuff out the ECW name and make it, you know, make it look as if he was the only force in wrestling, or was there something else there that maybe you had to earn your spot at the top and just took that long?
Vince did many things to get the message out there that he was the force and that the ECW did not matter. But having having myself held back, I don't feel was one of those. I think that was completely unrelated. I've always been in touch with the guidance of life. I've always known what's best for RVD. Certainly nobody else would have advised me to walk away from WWE from a top position to a life of uncertainty. And you know, most people say, oh no, stay in there and do it as long as you can. But I've always known what's right. You know, I mean, that's why 2 years later, I'm still here living in the big house on the hill. This far into the recession, I'm still turning down work and I don't even answer bookings. I don't need anybody's advice, because I know what's right for me. We all have our own values, and our own morals too, you know. I've always been like in touch, and I knew right away that I was way ahead of WWE. I knew as soon as I got there and saw what was going on that they were going to give me a big push, but it was going to happen at a point in my life where I was going to be almost done with it and ready to go. I knew that. I knew that on their time frame, they wanted me to be there, you know, 8 to 10 years before they were going to give me that spot. And I knew that I didn't have the passion or the desire to wait that long. I didn't want to be the guy that lived on the road for 25 years. Can you imagine what a different life you live in if every single day you're in a different town, living in a different hotel from one town to the next, every day for 25 years, like, say, The Undertaker? Can you imagine that? What a different world you live in, different perspective on life? I knew that I didn't want that. And what happened was I came in to WWE, and I got over. The other guys in the Alliance didn't really get over that much. I was the guy that the crowds took to, and the WWE didn't understand that. They had no idea what to do with me. I told them at the first pay-per-view, that Invasion pay-per-view when I wrestled Hardy, I said, you're going to see tons of RVD signs. They're going to be screaming for me. I'm already a superstar before you guys did anything with me. And I told them that. And sure enough, that's what happened, and I already knew that. And although you say they didn't give me my due, meaning I got that belt from John Cena at the ECW One Night Stand, but prior to that, I'd had every single belt they have, except I think the Universal or whatever they call it. But I've actually had more different titles than any other former champion, according to reports. They retired a few of them, like the European and the Hardcore. I've had both tag belts. I've had the Intercontinental several times. It's not like they weren't doing anything, I think, but they were always confused at why I was so over. I have no doubt about that. They had no idea what to do with me because I'm so not traditional, not cookie cut, and so not like their image of what one of their top wrestlers would be. And, you know, they got all these 50, 60-year-old agents. They don't, you know, they're not all quite as in touch with wrestling today. So that's what happens is, you know, I would get many times people would come up to me when I'm in different towns and they'd say, man, you got the loudest cheers tonight. I said, oh, really? They'd say, yeah, how come there's not an RVD t-shirt in the whole arena? Well, they had to make room for the John Cena shirts and the Triple H shirts and the Stone Cold shirts. They didn't have room to bring RVD t-shirts, even though I'm getting the loudest reaction. That just told me how much they wanted to get behind me. Not very much.
Well, I have a follow-up to that, too. And knowing your stance on the legalization of marijuana, and I'm in the same boat with you, I have no problem with it. You want to legalize it? Go ahead. Not my thing, but I've never seen anybody overdose on it. So, but when the incident in Irontown went down and you were suspended by the company afterward and, you know, subsequently lost your title and such, are there any hard feelings for the way that company handled it? Because it seems to me you make your opinion known, you know, publicly known about the legalization of marijuana. So, I mean, do you have any hard feelings with the way that Vince and the company handled that whole thing?
I don't have any hard feelings. On one hand, you know, what happened till innocent until proven guilty, way before my hearing, I was already suspended and had, you know, suffered all the consequences along with that. But they had to do something, and this was all over the media. It was all over the radio, TV, internet, newspaper. It was big, big news because I was the world champion at the time, WWE world champion, ECW world champion. And so this was huge, huge news, because I had, 18 grams of marijuana in the car. I've always looked at that as a positive. You know, I've never apologized for it because, except for at events, you know, hey, sorry, I fucked up the angle with the belt. You know, it's okay. Just take this time, you know, and relax at home and, you know, be more careful. All right, cool. No problem. That's how it went down. And at the end of the 30 days, I asked for more time off because I loved having time off. Man, I was so tired of being on the road already, which is why eventually I didn't even resign, because the more burnout I got, the less time off I got, and the more I realized I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be here in California, and I started resenting driving from town to town to town that I didn't want to be in, especially under the conditions that you deal with politically, where sometimes you feel underappreciated. Look, the thing is, marijuana isn't such a dirty thing anymore to talk about. A few years down the road, it's going to be less dirty, and people are going to realize that it's something that adults should safely have the choice of doing. It's safer than cigarettes or drinking. The reason that you've never seen anybody overdose is because nobody ever has. In the history of the planet, zero marijuana overdoses. It simply is not toxic enough to cause death. Cigarettes, you have the odds of 1 out of 2 cigarette smokers dies prematurely. That's almost 500,000 in America alone every year, but society is so brainwashed that most people listening to this right now, most people in general, will smoke cigarettes because society says it's okay, and they'll look down on the person that's using marijuana as if that person is doing something destructive. And it's, the truth is, it's so opposite. And I know these facts. I know this from 15 years of research, and I'm just out to educate people. So yes, I'm going to tell the truth about it. The government has marijuana scheduled as a Schedule 1 controlled substance, which means it is not medicinal. They're now complying with state law. We have 13 states where medicinal marijuana is respected. Straight up to Obama now, there's no federal recourse, but they still have it classified as a non-medicinal drug. As you probably know, my wife just went through 6 months of chemotherapy. You can't tell me that marijuana is not a drug, and that it's not medicine. I mean, you can't tell me that it's not helpful. You can tell me it's not a drug. It's organic. It's a fucking weed.
And best wishes to your wife, by the way.
Thank you. She's doing great. She's doing awesome. And, you know, the fact is that the City of Hope, where they handle all these cancer patients, they're not even allowed to bring up marijuana unless the patient brings it up. That's their policy, because it's so dirty to talk about that these people ask them, what can I do to stimulate my appetite? I'm wasting away. I'm weak. I'm tired. And they give them bullshit answers about, well, you know, try and eat more, you know, try and have milk instead of water, sprinkle protein powder on your food, just keep trying. And I was at a diet meeting with all these. I said, what about marijuana? And she says, oh, you know what, since you brought it up, yes, patients have said that that really works wonders for fighting off the nausea and just discomfort and pains of the body, and it helps with being able, insomnia, you know, it helps you sleep, it puts you in a good mood, it stimulates your appetite. That's bullshit. They're not allowed to bring it up when their patients ask them for advice.
God, yeah, if it's so wonderful, why not start with that? Stop wasting time.
Because it's all about money. It's all about money. It's all evil agenda. And I know this truth, and that's why I think that eventually the truth will win. You know, before 100 years ago, we used the plant for everything. I mean, you can make over 25,000 products from hemp, and then you can put the recreational and the medicinal in two separate arguments besides material. It rates safer and higher in effectiveness in all three categories, and all about money. It's all about money. It's about cotton and pharmaceuticals and alcohol and tobacco and paper.
I read an article, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but you keep bringing up money, and I don't understand why it wasn't legalized sooner. I read an article not too long ago. I believe it was posted by Newsweek or Time Magazine on, it was kind of comparing the era of prohibition and the recession and subsequent depression and now, and that, you know, marijuana is this era's, you know, this recession's alcohol. And there's $4 billion or more being left on the table in tax money from,
you know, if you're
from the legalization of marijuana.
Yes, on a national level, there's so many different numbers out there, but a number that's a lot more believable is somewhere between a minimum of $35 billion up to over $100 billion nationally. Money that's generated from marijuana that goes into the pocket of drug dealers. It goes right to the streets. We don't want that. Our economy is in the shitter, and we don't want that money for our economy. There's no reason not to. You got to listen to the truth now. We can't just keep saying, no, pot, bad, bad, bad. It's like they're brainwashed. They don't even want to think about it. But when you think about it, and you know, okay, no one's ever died from it. It's safe. You know, kids should not be smoking. They should not be straying away from sobriety. Their brains are like wet cement. Kids, stay sober, you know, learn what you can. But the facts are the facts. You know, marijuana is the number one cash crop in the country. Furthermore, here in the state of California, marijuana is the top cash crop in California. And we have legal medicinal marijuana here in California since 1996. We have the most lax of the 13 states, meaning we have like 500 dispensaries where you actually go in and you buy the pot. It's a store. You go in there and you pick out, you know, a good one will have, you know, maybe 20, 30 different flavors, and you pick out different kinds of pot. And you leave. You have a doctor's recommendation. These places that sell the pot, they pay taxes. Now, there's a bill on the table right now, Assembly Bill 390 here in California, to legalize marijuana for everyone 21 years or over, which means removing the doctor's referral requirement, which currently brings in about $100 million for the state. And according to Tom Amiano's estimates, if we approve Assembly Bill 390 in the spring, which Arnold is actually on board for considering it now, this could bring in $2 billion for the state of California. That's $1 billion in tax revenue off estimates, which basically the estimates are based on paperwork where the dispensaries are identified as marijuana dispensaries when they pay their taxes, which a lot of them aren't even identified. So that number could be, you know, way off. It could be much more. And $1 billion that we currently waste on arresting marijuana patients, putting them through the courts, and funding bullshit jobs, you know, to enforce the propaganda and put the lies out there. So, it really, you know, California's on the brink of federal bankruptcy. They're literally expected to declare bankruptcy. I don't want to see it happen. And all we have to do is remove the doctor's requirement, look at God's gift to this beautiful plant as a safe alternative to different dangerous medicines and to different dangerous recreational uses for adults. And let's keep the money in the economy.
I agree. I completely agree. I want to move on to a topic real quick that's near and dear to Omega and I's heart, and that is the wide world of geekdom that we are residents in. And I hear you are a very big Ghost Rider fan.
Yeah, lifelong fan since I was like 7 years or so. Ghost Rider's always been my man.
How do you feel about the abortion that Nicolas Cage put out a couple of years ago in that movie?
I'm pretty tolerant, actually, of the necessity to adapt a comic book story to make a movie. I mean, you know, the comic book series that they covered, you know, was what, like 20, 25, 30 years worth of story, and they're trying to tell it in an hour and a half in a movie. So I know they have to make a lot of changes, and I'm pretty tolerant of most of that. I thought they did a decent job, and the movie was fun to watch. They definitely did. I mean, Ghost Rider could have been way cooler, way darker. And, you know, Nicolas Cage, that would not have been an obvious choice to play Johnny Blaze at all. But if I didn't know the story and I just watched that movie for what it is, a comic book movie, I think I would have been, like, okay with it. You know, I don't like Ghost Rider whistling and then his motorcycle coming to him like a bike. Like a horse or something. There was a lot of things that were ridiculous. Overall, overall, though, I thought, you know, I thought it was all right. I saw Weapon X, and they totally destroyed any chance of comic fans supporting that one. From, I mean, it was very loosely based on the comics. I don't know if you saw Weapon X or not, but I was a big Deadpool fan as well. Next to Ghost Rider, I think Deadpool is probably my second favorite guy. No. I was excited he was in the movie. Until I saw what they did and how they just destroyed what they could have done with them.
Yeah, you're talking to a huge Deadpool fan right here. I was thoroughly upset with what the movie did to him.
Yeah, me too.
We got Ryan Reynolds saying that that Deadpool's actual movie is going to be a little bit more in character, which I pray he's not just pulling our leg again.
I don't see. Hopefully, it won't be a spinoff of this, but you know, to keep the continuity of the Marvel Universe, it seems like it has to be. So I don't know.
I steered clear of Weapon X after I heard numerous friends who had gone and seen it talk about it, and we kind of reviewed it on the show because Omega had seen a screener's version of it, and I you know, once they screwed that all up, I'm like, there's no hope. They screwed up Venom for Spider-Man 3, and they screwed up Weapon X. There's no hope. I'm done.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I don't know what they're creating, like their own separate universe, separate reality, I guess. I don't know.
Because there's not enough in comic books.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem. We need more alternate realities.
But yeah. even if the Ghost Rider movie was okay, I mean, That had to really up your toy collection for that show. I've seen your toy room.
Absolutely, you hit that one on the money. You're 100% correct. It probably at least doubled, if not more, the huge collection that I already had of everything I find with Ghost Rider on it.
Yeah, because I am a toy collector myself, and I have to commend you because you've got so many of them in box, and I'd never have the willpower to do that.
Yeah, if it's something really cool, I buy two of them so I can take one out of the box.
Now, two questions for you about Ghost Rider, and you said that Nicolas Cage really wasn't someone you'd have expected to see play Johnny Blaze in that. Who, if you were the director and you got to pick who portrayed Johnny Blaze, who would you have picked? And would you like to see a prequel with Sam Elliott as the original Ghost Rider?
I'm not sure who I would pick. You know, I mean, I really think Nick made like a likable character and stuff. I guess right off the bat, I picture somebody with more dirty blonde hair, someone, I don't know, maybe Brad Pitt, maybe? I don't know. I mean, he can pretty much pull off anything. But you know, Johnny Blaze, he had, for a while there, he was sporting the scruff and the long hair and the brown trench coat. He had a very rugged, you know, almost Wolverine-like factor to himself, you know. A prequel with Sam Elliott? Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, Sam's not going to get any younger for the prequel, you know. We don't know how to actually do that in real life. But I guess, yeah, but I mean, furthermore, I'd like to see the title move on. You know, a prequel's cool, but I'd like to see a sequel. I'd like to see something else happen to tell more of the story before we go back, probably. I don't know. Or if it was a prequel, if they went into the origin of Ghost Rider, like way back in the day when the original Spirit of Vengeance and Noble Kell and had Mephisto and the whole deal with that and trace the family line back to that. That would be cool. You know, then prequels add to the story by making the history have more depth to it, you know, and that would be cool. We'll see what happens.
All right, sticking on movies for this, because my co-host was bugging me to ask you something related to this. Are you seeing Transformers in the next couple of weeks?
I probably will. I'd like to. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome action flick, as was the first one, and I'm a big fan of Megan Fox.
aren't we all? Isn't any red-blooded American male a fan of Megan Fox?
No, they're blind people that are a fan of her.
They should be.
Yeah.
I have been told by my co-host that you have a very large Soundwave collection.
Not true. Very small. I have I just have two Soundwave. One is just like a statue, and one is the actual Transformers figure that took me like my whole life to find. But that's it with Soundwave. I try and I had a pretty large Boba Fett collection, and I little by little, when I got to add stuff to my room and I need to make room for it, I pull Boba Fett off the wall to make room, because that's something you can't keep up with. That's almost like collecting Superman. It just gets out of control.
I was going to say, sir, that you are wrong with the Soundwave, because as my wallet says right here, Megatron is the coolest.
Oh, no. Don't do this. Don't.
Yeah, well, yeah, Soundwave, I don't know, man. He just, whatever, man, he just did it for me. So I understand. I think he's in the movie, too, so it's got a little extra appeal for me.
He is in the movie. Did you enjoy the Dark Knight and Heath Ledger as the Joker? Or did you like Jack Nicholson better?
I liked Jack Nicholson better. And, you know, he did a good job, but overall the movie was too long and too annoying for me. I did not appreciate hearing that Batman voice for 8 hours or however long the movie was. So, unlike 99% of the people that I talked to that have seen it, it wasn't one of my favorites. In fact, I like the old last Christian Bale Batman, where Batman Begins. I like that one better.
I was about to say, you would not be my favorite wrestler anymore if you were going to say you like the George Clooney with bat nipples Batman better. Everybody I know hates that one.
Yeah, Batman Begins was awesome though, and the action in The Dark Knight I didn't care for. The fight scenes and I just felt myself criticizing it. He's getting shot at, you know, with the gun, and he looks like he's slow, you know, and doesn't. It's just, I don't know. It looked hokey. It didn't seem up to par. Like the action in Batman Begins when he's learning how to fight and he's kicking ass, that shit was believable. This one, not so much for me. All right, guys. Well, anyway, are there any more questions before we wrap this up?
No, I think we're gonna go to break, and we're gonna say our thank yous. Oh, yeah. Omega has one more. I'm sorry.
I've got one last one. This has just been bugging me forever. I had to ask.
Okay.
What did you buy with Ted DiBiase's money?
Man, you know what? Probably fucking some Ghost Rider comic books. I don't know. That was a long time ago. You know, I'm surprised I didn't like frame it and stick it on a wall or something, because I'm a collector and I do stupid. I hold on to like stupid shit like that. But yeah, at that time in my life, most likely. Probably went to comic books.
All right,
thanks,
well,
Ted.
We're going to go to break real quick. Could you stick with us for just a minute through the break so we can say our thank yous?
Okay, dude.
Thank you. You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio with RVD. We'll be right back after this.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the indie scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talents today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam,
Mr. Kennedy,
Christian Cage, Brett
Derry, Janice Michelle,
Christy Hemme,
Jay Lethal,
Yesterday,
Brett the Hitman Hart,
the Sergeant Slaughter,
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man,
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time,
Jimmy Van the Boogie Wiggleman,
and tomorrow,
Peter Wilson, Natty Neidhart,
Harry Smith, Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Mondays, 30 minutes after Raw goes off the air, join me, Maverick, on Running the Ropes. I give you wrestling talk as realistic as my imagination allows. I also give you wrestling news and opinions from all over the spectrum, including WWE, TNA, and the local NorCal indie scene. All this and much more on the only wrestling-based radio program in the San Francisco Bay Area. Running the Ropes busts out of the college level and into your home through the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com. The evolution of online entertainment.
This is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Anyway, with that being said, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Wait, hold on.
Why do you always get to end it, goddammit? You are the producer, goddammit. You're
Shut
not
up.
The host of the show. Will is the producer.
Shut up.
Let's do this. Produces the show.
Shut up.
For the trunk rod parts.
Why does Rob Parks do it? We waited forever to for Rob to come back, and now you're not even going to let him have the outro?
Okay, let Rob. Okay, come on. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? For William S. McConnell, and for, unfortunately, the lone jobber, and for the lone producer who doesn't do really much.
Oh, wait.
I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, Big. Wow.
Oh,
I insulted myself real bad. Wow. Alright, when everyone was listening to that, forget about it now.
Forget.
Wow. God damn it, jobber.
What I do?
I'm Rob Buzz here, Godfather Tree, for whoever the hell Big Daddy Ace was. Peace!
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between,
The answer is cigarette butts and bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
And welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Holy shit! 1 hour with probably one of the greatest wrestlers in ECW history. One of the best in, I would argue, WWE history.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh man.
That was awesome. Yeah, I had to hold back marking out. There were several times where I muted my mic. I'm like, oh, now I can mark out.
Oh god, I had to bite my tongue a few times.
Yeah, dude, now I can squeal and cackle and giggle like a little girl and mark the hell out.
Yeah. I've had a one of a kind playing on the DVD player this whole time. So he's sitting here talking to me, and I'm watching his match with Jerry Lynn.
Well, it was playing on our stream.
Well, that wasn't good enough.
We have
my copy.
Well, we have videos of there's been videos of RVD playing. And look, Eric, you don't understand. I don't know how long you've been watching wrestling. I grew up watching him. I mean, I got to see him live a few times. I saw him at Heatwave 99. I saw him. Why are you telling me, fuck you, Will? What the hell? What did I do to you, buddy?
Because everyone wanted your spot tonight.
I hear this.
Nobody wanted mine. Nobody wanted mine because they know I would punch them in the throat if they came up and tried to take my spot tonight.
What the fuck?
Apparently you're more replaceable than I am.
I guess so.
That was the one thing I was worried about. See, my internet's been bugging up for so long. I just praying to God that I stayed through the whole interview. And God must love me tonight because I'm still here.
Hey, I didn't mark out. I tried so hard to not mark out. Now I get you. But the phone lines are open, 267-297-1397, or Skype Sir Rockin, and call one at a time. If you crash us, I'll be pissed.
Don't ruin the flow. Oh, man, I'm not ever going to be able to get over this.
Like I told you, Tim has something brewing, and I'm working on something else, which will, continue our line of ECW alumni.
Yeah, this is 3 for 3 for us.
Yeah, this is 3 for 3. No, Will, you can't have my address. You are not sending me any gifts, unless it's a gas can full of gas.
He's not sending presents. I think he's trying to garrote you in your sleep.
But,
dude, I just talked Transformers with my favorite wrestler of all time. Do you know how much of a fan on I have right now?
No, I just... It was exciting, and we're working on a few things that will continue our line of ECW alumni, but my goal, and I told you this before the show started, was one day to talk to Paul Heyman.
Right. Well, I have my goal. I can quit tonight.
Right, but you said it best, and you were completely right. I would pick his brain.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how do I got called out on WrestleView? Someone send me the link to that. I'll comment on it on the air.
He might mean in the forum. But in either case, we've been joined on the air. Caller, who is this?
Andy Knowles did it. The power Andy Knowles did it. Dude, I tell you what.
This is one of the motherfuckers that... Spoke, shut the fuck up!
Fuck you, hold on. Untold Ass, if you can find me a link to that, I'll respond to it on the air.
Oh,
right
no.
now.
Here we go again.
Somebody put a muzzle on him.
That never works.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
No, I'm sure his wife has one for special occasions.
Yeah, anyway, safe word.
Well, welcome, mates. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Had to throw an entire script into the bin to listen to you guys talk to RVD, but it was worth it.
Well, you know.
You heard the Deadpool segment. That made my night.
I'm apparently in the chair that everybody wants.
Nah, kick Omega out of his one. I'll take his.
Whoa. I don't think so.
Apparently, I was in the chair that everybody wanted tonight. You know, sorry, guys.
My chair is soppy and wet from trying to hold myself back this whole time.
And you wouldn't want. Clip. You wouldn't.
Yep, that'll make the highlight reel.
I am the voice of WrestleTalk Radio. But anyway, so maybe
there it is.
There's the link?
Yep.
Oh, I accidentally exited out of the chat room, so somebody had to repost it for me.
She'll do it. Just give me a moment.
And his thoughts on another radio show taking a shot at JJ's sex A. See, now I'm really glad because Andy's an old buddy of mine. Now I'm really glad my internet cut out during that.
Yeah, I thought you guys did a great job with the interview tonight.
I think it's easy when the guests are so talkative themselves.
Very true. Fact that he didn't really hold back on anything, because you're not really restricted by having a company over the top of him saying, no, you can't say this.
Right.
It was just like hearing a casual chat, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I really like for our interviews. I don't want to ask the questions that have already been asked a dozen times, and I don't want the guests to feel like they're stuck here to promote something. You know, I like it to be a little bit more casual, and it's a little easier to get thoughts out of them that way.
Yeah, most definitely.
No, UA, I got it, buddy. But I'm kind of pissed I have to let the MP3 load before I can hear what he had to say. Did he take a whole half hour to break apart what I had to say?
It's in the last half an hour. It might just be generalizing his location.
No, seriously, if Andy Knowles had to take a half hour to talk about what I had to say, And I don't want to say, anything about Andy Knowles, because I like Andy Knowles. I like the power.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a good guy.
Yeah, he's my Transformers bro.
I mean, he's a good guy. I just, you know what? Stay out of it, because this has nothing to do with you. The person who should respond did. Yeah. Anyway.
Reflect on the good things, Spug. Just woosah, brother, woosah.
I'm amazed somebody could rant on me for 20 minutes. I figure a rant about me would take about 10 seconds. Asshole. That's all you have to say. Asshole. There you go. Done.
Well, it might take 10 seconds, but from personal experience, sometimes it bears repeating many times.
He singles out me. Awesome. That's awesome. Oh, love it.
I love it, too, because of that means he's not attacking me.
Fuck Trey. You can clip that and send it to him. Fuck Trey.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Okay, Trey, Adam... Good buddies, I'm not.
I love
in
them.
This.
I love yeah. those guys. Love those guys, but fuck them.
The views and opinions of one host of WrestleTalk Radio do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of other hosts of WrestleTalk Radio.
I just said
exactly,
it.
Exactly, Omega. Exactly.
I just said it. I love Trey and Adam. I love WNL. Yes, yes, I do. I do, Rock.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Do you guys still want me and Nick to do a TNA segment tonight? Or...
Keeps getting bumped, man. I'm sorry.
Like I said, we had like 3 pages written up of topics tonight, and all that's just straight in the trash.
Well, sorry.
There's no way we could have censored RVD down. If he wants to talk for an hour, he can talk for as long as he wants.
And no, look, you could have let him go for 12 hours. I wouldn't have given a shit.
Yeah, and you know Spug. I mean, it just... goes and goes. You hit the on switch and then you search for an hour about an off switch.
I don't speak on anybody's behalf. I speak on my own.
Exactly. Yes,
I'm total non-confrontational in this situation. I have no problem with anybody we are discussing.
And you know what? Yes, there will be a TNA segment. There, you will get your piece tonight.
Yeah,
we appreciate you guys moving aside for RVD and for us and. I'm very grateful for it. I'm very thankful
that
right
you are. Send the Transformer toys this way, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Presents can be sent as Transformer toys or wrestling DVDs. I don't mind.
Speaking of wrestling DVDs, I just ordered my copy of the Macho Man Randy Savage Definitive Collection.
I'm waiting for it to come out in about a week down here.
You missed it, TK. We were on with him for an hour. An hour.
Well, you guys... had a thing up there saying exactly when you were going to start. If they don't show up, they miss it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, well...
catch in the archive.
You'll have to catch it in the archive. And, you know, I was really, really kind of impressed with his answer about the you know, him knowing how long it was going to take to get his big push in the in WWE, and him being okay with it, essentially. Because he, like he said, he says, I was on the out. I was done. I was done with wrestling. I wanted to move on to other things. So he said it came at the right time. I was impressed. That's as real as that gets.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And here, the amazing thing is that porn was brought up on the show tonight, and Spud was not the one who did it.
I know.
Yeah, wow.
Mace, is that the WNL memberships? That they're going to cancel without refunds?
Yeah, it was... I can't remember if it was just the MP3 versions, or it was more if anybody gave out the stream during shows to anybody who wasn't a VIP member. Wow. I can't remember exactly word for word, but I know there was something about it in the chat room probably about a week ago. Somebody was wanting to give out the stream, and the guys sort of arc up about it. Well, not Trey and Adam, but the behind the scenes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm with Omega. You know, no ill will to Trey, Adam, or anything like that.
I don't have any.
Their business. They do what they want with it. You know.
Absolutely, dude. I have no ill will to Trey and Adam or JSK. None. A child was conceived to that show, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing this show if it wasn't for that show.
Right.
Which, by the way, Adam, happy belated birthday.
Indeed, sir. I've got no problem. No problem with Trey or Adam, or Andy, for that matter. But like I said, this doesn't concern you. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, but Andy, if you are listening in again, dude, email me back sometime. You never respond to my email. I need someone to brag to when I get something rare.
Right. No, and... Andy, you know, you're a good guy. Love talking to you in the forums. Love hearing you on WNL. Like I said, this has nothing to do with you. This little beef, this little spat, doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with you. So keep your fucking nose out, buddy. That plain and simple. Plain and simple. I tell you what, Rock, do you have that ready? No. How long do you need? Still down.
Yeah, it's a slow download. I'm still getting it.
God bless it. Yes, we'll break. I need to take a break. We come back. Hopefully that'll be ready. We can... Listen to it, talk about it. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. On this day, I see clearly everything is come to life. A better place in a broken dream, and we'll leave it all behind. On this day, it's a week.
Check out across the field.
What is that? What the fuck is that?
Every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on WildTalkRadio.com. As Spud.
What's your name, scumbag?
And DL.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Go across the field covering the world of professional sports and providing their unique spin on everything going on.
Are you about to call me an asshole?
So, ATF soldiers, remember, every Thursday night, we'll head to the battleground and go across the field. 6 p.m. Eastern on Wild Talk Radio.
I'll be watching you.
At ease.
Hey, Wild Talkers. Kim Stein here to tell you about our current contest. We call it show us your WTR. If you do, you can win.
Kick ass, dude.
All you have to do is take a photo of yourself, family, or friends holding a Wild Talk Radio sign.
Alrighty
then. Then send it in to us.
You've got mail.
You bastard!
Once we receive your photo, you are automatically entered to win a DVD of your choice.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
All entries will be eligible for our grand prize drawing at the end of the contest period. Grand prize to be announced at a later date. Great weekly programming here at Wild Talk Radio, totally free for the listening. Plus now, we are paying you for being loyal fans.
Holy crap, dude.
Be as creative as you want with your pictures. Just make sure you send them to admin@wildtalkradio.com as soon as possible.
No!
And ladies, if you want to write Wild Talk Radio across your chest and snap a pic, you win automatically.
Swing!
We're just nice people that way. Just make sure you are at least the age of majority so nobody gets in trouble. Just dirty looks.
Yeah.
If you ladies do choose this option, include your DVD choice when you send the photo. And you don't have to show your face if you feel brave enough to send this picture.
Does this seem weird?
Hey, it pays to listen to Wild Talk Radio.
This concludes our broadcast day.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Cruiserweight champion and WWE Cruiserweight champion. Cheers, Cuba Chico, right? Yeah.
You gotta respect, not the best one, not the great one. You gotta respect the juicy one.
And you're listening to WildTalkRadio.com radio show, the best juicy show in the world.
Anyway, welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm the Spud Guy. That is Omega.
And I'm still geeking out.
We're still geeking out. We're still marking out. I'm still a little pissed off. You know, I usually am.
Listen, for talking to him for an hour, I still had questions left over. That was...
I did too. And he was the one that ended it. So, obviously he had something to do.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't want to take up too much of his time. I mean, an hour is really generous to begin
with. Yeah, we got an hour from him.
Yeah, I could not be happier.
Hopefully we'll have more interviews down the pike for you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to hang on to these because just in case he comes on again, I want to know what I forgot last time. Just in case.
Just in case.
Which, by the way, Rock, I want his phone number. Not that I'm ever... Not that I'm ever going to call it, I just want to be able to say I have it.
Well, he called into us, dude.
Yeah, but isn't it, was it the usual line, or?
I believe it was. Oh, Rock has it, okay.
I figure it has it, but the one that, the one that showed up on Skype, I thought was the general anyone call number.
Right, anyway.
Mace has returned.
I have returned. And we have this queued up, correct? This is queued up. We're ready to play it. This is the power Andy Knowles responding to me when I called out JJ last week. Let's take a listen. We're going to cut in and out as we comment.
This is the Trey Dog from Wrestling News Live and the all-new WrestleView Radio Network. And you're listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind on ESPN 1400 and WrestleView.com.
Back again on the bottom of the hour here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind on ESPN 1400, streaming on the internet at WrestleView.com, part of the exclusive WrestleView Radio Network. The Power, Andy Knowles here, going solo for the half hour. It's not very often. Part of my job now that I've sort of I still have the Pro Wrestling Rewind here on ESPN Radio. I've taken a different job during the course of the week, but one of the great things that I got to do was I got to keep my show. And part of my day, I do get a chance. I check out the other wrestling radio shows, and there are some great, absolutely fabulous wrestling radio shows. Even though they are not on exclusively on the WrestleView Radio Network, one of the best wrestling radio shows, one of the most unique, is Sunday Night Showdown. And what makes Sunday Night Showdown unique, if you've never heard it, is, of course, it's, JJ Sexay. His wife Harmony and Dave and or Internet Dave, and I apologize, Jeff, because I can't think of the name of the other gentleman. I'm going to get smacked upside the head for not knowing it. But on Sunday pay-per-view nights, if you can't get it live, and you're stuck, watching something else or you're doing something else, you can hear they have the pay-per-view. They don't stream it online, which of course is illegal. They don't do that, but they give you a running commentary of the pay-per-view. To as well as kind of get you up to date on other things, which is kind of nice, because if something happens.
Pause it right there, Rock.
And, you don't want to wait.
Pause it right there. Sunday Night Showdown is unique because they comment on the pay-per-views live as they happen. Andy, I'm sorry, dude. A show called Wrestle Talk Radio did that years ago from Bottoms Up Sports Pub when a guy named JJ Sexy and Harmony, by the way, her name was Tits Boom Boom McGee, were on the fucking show. They're not so unique, buddy. Okay, continue.
For Adam's link, WrestleView link to pop up and give you the whole match, you can find out what happened online. And actually, Extreme Rules, even though I had the absolute worst internet connection known to mankind, I made a point specifically of stopping over to Sunday Night Showdown, saying hi to the guys, who've always been very supportive of the Rewind here on ESPN Radio. And, so I was going through some of the other shows, just out of curiosity, and there's a lot of them. But there was, Wrestling News Live, our great friends over there, Trey and Adam, and of course all the new exclusive programs here on the WrestleView Radio Network. And it's not very often that I come across something that makes me ill. But something came to me, on a program, called WTR. And, this actually, the audio that I was checking out was, oh my goodness, it wasn't too terribly long ago. I think was it on the 7th? I think it was on the 7th, yeah. And this was a program, for those of you who don't know, WTR program that, JJ Sexay was once a part of. And, I was disgusted towards the, end of the program, to hear some of the comments by the host, towards one JJ, and it wasn't so much the comments, because I've always said this is a show where my opinions matter and yours don't, and I don't say that spitefully. I don't say that to think that I'm better than all of you. That's not what it is. It's just the way the show is. We don't have wrestlers on the show. We don't interview wrestlers. This is a program about opinions. It's a program about ideas, and I want you at the end of this program to think. But what I heard on WTR on June 7th made me very sick. And it wasn't so much the fact that they were calling out a man, who's not just a friend of this program, but the fact that they were calling out his wife. That made me sick. And I know there are people out here that listen to the Rewind and listen to WTR. And that's fine. And I appreciate your listenership, and you have every right to go and listen to whoever you want to listen to. And there are certain things that we do to try to be edgy and try to be different. There are certain things that we do. And sometimes they're funny and sometimes they fall flat on their face. But the one thing that we don't do here on the program is I will not go beyond a character and intentionally try to hurt a member of somebody's family.
Wait,
and I
hold
think
on,
what happened on WTR.
Hold on, Ron. When did I call out Harmony? Did I call out Tits Boom Boom McGee? I don't remember if I did. I think I kept that squarely directed at JJ. I think I kept my rant squarely directed at JJ.
Now, is he talking figurative family here?
I'm not sure. I know they're married. I mean, I know they're married. I know they're together. I know he left Oklahoma to be with her, and that's fine. I never had a problem. I never had a problem with Harmony. My problem was with JJ, and I think I kept that rant squarely at him. So, Andy, I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. If I did call her out, it really wasn't my intention. So there's my public apology. My rant was directed squarely at JJ. But if I didn't, shame on you for putting words in my mouth that I didn't say.
Yeah, well, to be fair, he's guilty of the same thing. Because he keeps saying, we here, we. For the record, my internet had died before you ever got on that rant. I was nowhere to be found and didn't agree with it in the first place.
Right. You didn't agree with what I did. I mean, I got the okay to do what I did.
No, yeah, I was ranting at you in the Skype chat not to do it. I wasn't having it. I don't think that's the place for this, and I don't like starting wars.
It absolutely was archived, you streamer. Go to WTR. The main page, wildtalkradio.com, go to the archive section, should be up there. If I called her out, like I said, it wasn't my intention. I think I got on a roll, and you know, I tried to keep it aimed squarely at JJ. So, please, continue, Rock.
Was absolutely sickening. And for a program that was supposed to have, you know, and I can say this, I'm on ESPN Radio, and I have thousands of listeners here in the local Augsburg, the Southern Ontario, Potsdam, New York, Messina, basically Northern New York and Southern Ontario. I have thousands of listeners here, and I know I have thousands of listeners on the internet through the WrestleView Radio Network. I don't know what WTR's listenership, and frankly, I don't care. But how dare you, WTR? How dare you go and call somebody's family member into an argument? If you've got a problem with somebody, keep it to them. But leave the family members out of it. I used to have a lot of respect for your program, and guess what? I could really give a rat's ass what you think of mine. But whoever it was, and I should really go back to the archive and find out who it was. Was it Skipper? Was it the Spug person? Whatever the Spug, whoever it was?
Guy. Spug. Guy.
I
asshole.
I don't know. But whoever it was that started making comments about calling Jeff out, and it was towards the end of the program, and I just was catching the tail end of it. It may be sick, and you should be ashamed. You really should. And I hope, I really do hope, and I'm sure he will. I'm sure that JJ will get on Sunday Night Showdown and make a comment on this. And I'm gonna get, as a matter of fact, Skipper, let's book JJ here on the rewind. If he makes an official comment about this, and I hope this isn't anything that I'm breaking to the WrestleView Radio Network. I am so disgusted by what I heard. If that happens, let's get
Andy.
JJ on the program, because
Andy,
I would love the opportunity to discuss this with him.
Oh, Andy, you have no idea what you're bringing to the WrestleView Network. Pause it for a second, Rock. I don't want to cut him off because I want to keep hearing. You have no idea what you're bringing to the WrestleView Network. This is something that's solely between WTR and JJ. This is something that was between us and him. And more importantly, a few members of us, me included, and him. Like I said, buddy, I got no problem with you. None. I liked you. I liked talking to you on the WNL forums. I love Trey. I love JSK. God rest his soul. Like Adam. Adam's a good guy. No problem with any of those guys. But keep your fucking nose out of something that it has no business being in the first place. None. JJ fucked up and fucked over somebody that he shouldn't have and did it in a fashion that he shouldn't have done it in. Now, for you to come up and defend Harmony or whatever, even if I said something about her, let her pull up her panties, you know, get them all girdled up, let's take JJ's balls off the shelf and hand them over to him and let them respond on their own. You don't have to do it for him, buddy.
I'm not going to give these guys any more play than what they've already got. It's one thing to call one of us out. If you've got a problem with one of us, if you've got a problem with JJ or with Trey or even with me. I mean, I got a lot of people that have problems with me. They say I'm too opinionated. They say I talk about Mickey James too much. They say this, that, and everything else. Well, guess what? I have a radio show on ESPN Radio. I have thousands of people that listen to me. There's a reason why people call me Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector. I've even been called the Rush Limbaugh of professional wrestling. I have a passion for what I do. And the one thing that I won't do, anytime I'm on this program and I've got a problem with somebody, I tell that person I've got a problem with them. But I'm sure as heck not going to go and go after somebody's go after somebody's wife. Vicky Guerrero, we go after her because she's a character. But what did I say earlier tonight? I have great praise for the woman, the fact that she's going back and looking after her kids, that she, you know, she feels that she's done her time and she's moved on. We take pot shots on this program at Hunter Hearst Helmsley and Stephanie McMahon, the characters. In real life, they're married and they've got two kids. And God bless them for doing what they do, being able to do what they do, and still find time for their kids. I'm away from my kids right now and my wife. So how dare you, WTR? How dare you? It's not enough to have, you have a problem with JJ. You got to call out his wife. As I recall, Skipper, and correct me if I'm wrong in the ESPN booth, but I don't remember Harmony ever being a part of that program, WTR. And this is a program I used to listen to. It's pretty damn ridiculous. And one of your claims to fame is having a child or conceiving a child while listening to Wrestling News Live. And that's absolutely fine if you have a problem with that. That's entirely your opinion. I really don't care. But for them to do what they did, for what WTR did, they should be ashamed. And I hope that the professionals that they are, they have an internet radio website, an internet radio network, similar to Wrestling News, to WrestleView. And I would hope that they would come out and apologize. I sincerely doubt they will. Because you know us pro wrestling, wrestling media types, you know, we're all opinionated bastards. But, as somebody who listened to your program, gentlemen, I was disgusted. And I really don't care what you think about me. You want to come out and you want to bash the Pro Wrestling Rewind? I really don't care. But one thing I'm not going to stand for is I'm not going to sit here with the forum that I have on ESPN Radio and allow you to start calling out somebody's wife who has nothing to do with anything. And I do truly hope that, JJ, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he'll make some sort of a comment will come through. On that just wasn't cool. It's Pro Wrestling Rewind here on ESPN 1400, streaming on the internet at WrestleView.com. Got a great Divas on Demand coming up.
I take it that's the end of it.
Yeah.
So he wants us to publicly apologize.
He wants you to publicly apologize.
He wants me to publicly apologize.
Yeah. I'm avoiding his universal we here.
That's fine. You go ahead. And like I said in our little chat, I'll take this fight head on. I'll do it all myself. That's fine. That's fine. If I said anything to Harmony, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I truly do apologize because, like I said, it wasn't directed at her. It was directed at JJ. It was directed right at JJ.
Yeah, my own.
And I apologize for my remarks tonight. I got a little heated and a little pissed off and said something I didn't mean to say about Harmony. So I do apologize. I do apologize to her because really she's not in there. And I didn't mean to take pot shots at her. I'm sorry. So Andy Knowles, as far as we at the me, myself, and your universal we at the WTR network, we're done with it. So as far as we're concerned, we've said our piece. I've said my, the parties involved know the feelings between one another, know that there's no respect there and no love lost. We're not going to work with them. They don't have to work with us. Plain and simple. You stay on your side of the internet, we'll stay on ours. And I tell you what, I'm going to take a personal pot shot real quick. And Andy Knowles, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me because this is directed at you from me. This has nothing. The opinions about to be expressed by Spug right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network are not those of Tim Stein, Rock and Sock, Omega, or anybody else affiliated with the Wild Talk Radio Network. These are mine. Mine and mine alone. And so I tell you what, I want you to hear me. The only reason that you felt the need to call me out was because you have a microphone in front of your face and you can reach thousands of people with four little letters behind you. I tell you what, buddy, had you been somewhere else that maybe a few hundred people listened to, probably wouldn't have had the balls to do it. So I'm going to extend an open invitation to you. Anytime you want to come on one of my shows, here, across the field, or Wrestle Talk Radio, the line's open. The line is open. You want to come with me face to face, the line is open. Just like I said it to JJ. But for now, I'm done. It's over.
If I can add, the only thing I will add to that is, Andy, my only grievance with you, sir, is that you're a mint in box collector, and I just can't support that. Open them, let them be free. Thank you. Really, I have absolutely no problem with the guy other than he won't respond to my emails because I like talking with him, but he's obviously quite busy.
I have no problems with any of them. At all, ever.
And I'm being told by people who reviewed my first rant on the archive that if I said in that rant, I apologize for any comments I made about Harmony because it wasn't at her.
Well, I say that we just close the door on that one for the moment and let's try and find some happier things.
Apparently Maverick has joined us and has something to say.
Apparently Mav has something to say.
Yeah, I have not wanted to respond.
Look, you know what? Like I said, we're done. I'm done. It's over as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
you know,
I could put a final note on that if you want, because there's something in his little response that I noticed that really pisses me off.
You heard the original rant, Maverick. You heard it. You were here.
Yeah, but here's what I don't like about what Andy said. Andy said that he only caught the tail end of it. But he never heard the whole entire rant. So what does that tell you?
It tells me he's spying, but that's fine.
No, it tells me that he doesn't hear the entire side of the story. He doesn't hear the entire thing. He picks up part of it and doesn't hear the rest of it. He doesn't want to go back to the archive and look through the whole rant. I like him and all, but seriously, if you're going to be coming on and talking trash about someone's rant, that, hey, for all we know, it could be false, it could be true, whatever. At least hear the whole thing and don't catch just one part of it. Don't catch the tail end, as he said.
And like I said, I'll say it again. Love Trey. Love Adam. Andy, you were a good guy. I like talking on the forums. And I have no ill will towards Harmony. I don't. I apologize now, just like I apologize then, for any comments directed at her. Tonight, I got a little heated and a little pissed off and said something I didn't mean to say. So I apologize if I offended you. But JJ, not fucking sorry. Not one bit.
Yeah, I just hope, Mr. Andy Knowles, Andy shameless plug Knowles, decides to go back and retrace his steps. So that's all I wanted to say, guys.
All right, thanks, Matt.
No, anytime.
Anyway, we're done. We're done with that. This idea is over. This feud over. Done with. I'm done with it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the hosts who were supposed to be on here tonight, Nick and Mace, will be joining you for a little bit of TNA. Omega and I are going to step out. We'd like to thank them again for giving us the airtime. Wait, I have to stay? Apparently, we're not allowed to leave. We have to stay.
The contracts aren't up yet.
Nick will be here. But we're going to talk to TNA when we come back. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The ship set round on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Mary Ann here on Gilligan's Isle. So this is the tale of our castaways. They're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things. It's an uphill climb. But first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in their tropic island nest.
No phone, no lights,
no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
This is a public service message from your friends at the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday nights at midnight, the Wild Talk Radio Network presents Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, a show that has a reputation to sometimes take things a little too far with their use of vulgar language and explicit content. We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are here to tell you that we will not stand for this any longer. We are going to make sure that Cigarette Butts and Bandanas cleans up its act. There will no longer be any use of vulgar language. There will be no more explicit content, and no one will be offended when they tune in to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Saturday nights, midnight Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support, and continue to listen to the new and improved Cigarette Butts.
Screw that. Join us Saturday nights, where we will take things to the extreme, the only way we know how, with the no limits and uncensored nature of the one and only Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Nick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talents today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today,
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Mark Berry.
Candice McDowell.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man.
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time.
Jimmy Vance, the Boogie Wiggleman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson. Natty
Neidhart. Harry Smith.
Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice. Online World of Wrestling.
www.onlineworldofwrestling.com.
Check it out today. Hi, this is Christy Annie, TNA Knockout.
I'm out here because I have something very important that I need to say.
And you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio. You are listening to myself, Mace. We got Spug and Omega stepping in the background for the moment. And
hi.
We are talking TNA with my co-host, or would have been co-host tonight, Nick.
Hey, hey.
That's it. You don't have anything longer.
Trust me, I'm plenty long and plenty wide. And all
there
the ladies leave satisfied.
Yes, it's good enough, whatever you reckon.
Thanks, Joel Gertner.
No, that was an original. It's not pay-per-view.
Parody, though.
It's true, true.
Joel Gertner-esque, buddy.
By the way, I am decreeing now, your mission is to get Paul Heyman, my mission is to get Joel Gertner on my show.
Why? So you guys can throw back and forth bad puns?
Hell yeah.
Awesome. It'll only be those two. It'll only be those two.
I'll take
it. You see, I'm meant to be the intelligent one of the duo. Like, that really works.
You know my motto? Well, my moniker. Young, dung, and full of gum.
Okay, how about you start talking TNA?
Well, we'd like to, but I have no idea where we're going to take it, seeing as we've had to cut three pages down to who knows what the fuck.
How about you preview the pay-per-view?
Oh, yeah, there's
sounds
a pay-per-view.
Like everybody, tune in next week. We're going to be starting at 11 p.m. We're going to be covering.
You don't preview your pay-per-view show. You preview the actual pay-per-view. Talk about the card.
I'm setting myself up. God, he's on my own show, and I'm being heckled. Okay, now the opening match booked for this pay-per-view is Christopher Daniels versus Shane Douglas. It is for Christopher Daniels' spot on the roster.
Opening match? Sorry, before we run this down, I'm going to say this. For some reason, I have no idea why hell we can blame Vince Russo for this or whoever the hell's the web monkey over at TNAWrestling.com, but they do not have a card on their website explaining what the hell is happening at the pay-per-view. They stopped doing this about 2 months ago, and it's a real pain in the ass to try and plan anything.
That's why I was checking out www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. There's a very small... They haven't actually booked a lot of matches for this pay-per-view.
I'm only counting four at this point in time, with two opponents in the world title King of the Mountain match to be announced. Currently, they have Mick Foley, the champion, versus Samoa Joe, Jeff Jarrett, AJ Styles and Kurt Angle, with two more spots sitting open, which I did have a small rant planned on why the hell are they calling it King of the Mountain when Jeff Jarrett already has the nickname, but again, that's in the trash.
Oh, it's the traditional tournament. And we are joined by Will.
Hello. First of all, TNA guys, sorry for interrupting your show, but I've been wanting to call in for like 30 minutes because I've got something to say with Spug.
Oh no.
That's right, Will, we're used to being thrown in the background by now.
Yeah, very used to it.
Go for it,
Bug. There are so many dirty things I want to say to you.
Oh, God.
And
listen,
I can't think of any of them.
We're not talking about how we spooned last night. I fucking told you. No one knows about this, dude. Wait.
But barring how jealous I am of you, congrats on getting to interview the whole effing show.
Thank you.
I hate you. I'm going to find your address, and you're going to be receiving a pipe bomb in the mail.
See, once again, you're the only one being threatened here for this interview.
Oh, I'll threaten you, Omega. Don't worry. Give me time.
I'm used to it by now, dude. I'm over it.
I figure Spug's going to get us all in trouble one day anyways. Take out the liability. We'll all be good.
Well, no, apparently I'm suspended for next week, so that's fine.
Really? Oh, that's sad.
You're suspended for next week? It's a fucking TNA show anyway, what the fuck?
But it was a good interview, I hate you both, and I'm just going to stick around for some TNA conversation if that's okay with the TNA guys.
Go ahead, have my spot. Wait, no, I have to stay, I'm just kidding. But you can stick around.
He's a whole network
right
on the show tonight.
I believe we did that one before, didn't we, Omega? It was OTL a couple of weeks ago. Went for 3.5 hours.
That's an awesome show. That was such a fun show.
If you're suspended from the show...
Only because you're on drugs, Spug.
Percocet was awesome. I love Percocet. Because that makes me happy. Anyway, let's continue.
Okay, the next match on the card is Angelina Love versus Lee Marie Verond, where the girl, they're changing her name every 10 seconds. First she was Victoria, then Tara. Now for some reason she's Lisa.
That's her real name.
Yeah, but now she's being booked as Lisa.
That's
what?
Fine.
Yep.
Where did you hear that? Where the hell did you hear that one? Because even I checked the website and they've got it down as Tara.
I'm just being told. This is Online World of Wrestling. That's what they've listed it as. Another name change.
Maybe they just got tired of all the name changes and figured they'd just go with her real name.
Well, I actually like what I heard on another show recently. They should just call it Victara and be done with it. Just combine all the names into one. Yeah, I thought it was quite creative, actually.
Sounds like a She-Ra character.
Don't get me started on that one, Omega.
Okay, we also got Team 3D versus Bigger Money. Now, this is actually a very special match, which was set up because they won the Team 3D Tag Team Invitational Tournament, where they received a check for $100,000 and this title match.
Yep.
Which, unfortunately, I believe that you're not going to see a clean match because it's going to have some interference by the British invasion. I'm calling it now.
And I'd actually agree on that one, surprisingly enough. Just given the way the build-up's been lately, it would have been better to have British invasion win the tag tournament. But, hey, I don't book this shit.
Yes and no. I can see your point, but I honestly prefer Beer Money because I think if they were to set it up with Team 3D somehow ending the feud before the pay-per-view or setting up another match post the pay-per-view, or putting the match in a cage where interference would not be an option, I think it would work. And you know how TNA does love their gimmicks, so anything's possible. Plenty of time to add more gimmicks.
Yeah, no need to remind me of the Nation of Violence First Blood match, which is just a fancy name for a First Blood gauntlet match.
Well, hold on. In TNA's defense, despite their one big cage pay-per-view every year, they use cages pretty scarcely.
Yeah, exactly. They don't really use it that often because they leave it so the whole spectacle of lockdown can be the spectacle of lockdown.
Yeah, it's nothing like the Bischoff era of Raw where we had a cage match every Monday.
And we'll just
move
on.
Sorry, go.
The final match that we have listed is the TNA X Division title King of the Mountain match. So we're getting two of them for the price of one this year. We have Suicide, who is the champion, against Jay Lethal and Consequences Creed. That guy needs a shorter name. Versus Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, which I'm believing they're trying to culminate the whole Who is Suicide stuff, which is boring the shit out of me. So I'm not really overly enthusiastic about it.
I say they've got to make Suicide Al Snow. Because if you think about it, Mick Foley said, hey, it's Al Snow. And that would be bloody entertaining if it was.
Yeah, it would be entertaining.
My faith would be restored in TNA if it was Al Snow.
Well, at the end of 2008, when Al Snow did make his appearance, they sent out a message saying Al Snow will be back soon. And a couple of weeks later, the character of Suicide reappeared. Well, appeared.
And then got injured. And
the character of Suicide never got injured. Kaz, the guy playing Suicide,
Kaz got injured, and so they had to fire Daniels again, put him in the Suicide mask. And now Daniels is back, because Kaz is back.
I think an interesting thing with the wrestling industry, people confuse when injuries are involved, whether the character is injured or the actual person is injured.
Well, it's just the way it's set up. We're supposed to suspend disbelief so often that you know, most people go, oh yeah, that's just a work, when the guy could have the bone sticking out of his leg for all we know.
It's just a scrape, he bladed.
Exactly.
I think that's the entire pay-per-view.
Yep, that's the only, four or five matches they have announced at this point in time. Hopefully we'll get a bit more before the pay-per-view coming next week. And you will hear directly from Nick and myself from straight after the pay-per-view. And hopefully we'll be more entertaining then, and we won't have to throw 3 pages worth of notes in the bin.
Oh, I don't know about that. We can still throw more than 3 pages in the bin.
Oh, we can book someone more talkative next time if you want.
Can if you like. At this point in time, it's all right if you want to throw us back even further and further and further and further.
Yeah, just in case you want to know what it feels like to do a show at 12 midnight. Don't even talk about what you mean what it feels like. That's every freaking week for me. Shut up. I know, but we've got two Aussies on who are doing this current TNA segment.
It's a mid-afternoon show for us.
The middle of the freaking day for them.
Yep,
that's great for them. They're lucky bastards. The problem is they're stuck with TNA.
To be fair, yeah. WWE, not so great.
Moving away now. Let the hosts flame among themselves.
I will find this one out. Somebody wants to give me a WWE argument.
I think we're
running out of time.
That's your cue, Spock.
I'm sorry.
We're out, dude. We're out.
Yep, definitely. We're out.
Until next week, this is Bug Guy. That is Omega. And the host of the TNA Edition. Remember to tune in next week for post-pay-per-view coverage of Slammiversary right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, a Wild Talk Radio Network feature presentation produced by WTR Productions. For complete archives of this podcast, check out the official website of Wild Talk Radio Network located at wildtalkradio.com.